Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Somehow we are only 2 weeks away from WrestleMania, and it feels like basically yesterday when we were getting all excited about WrestleMania 37, going, oh my gosh, it's raining, I can't believe it. And Samoa Joe was on commentary and he was about to go. I get very scared about life, because time goes too quick. But we don't need to worry about that because we'll go crazy. And hello, my name is Simon from What Culture. Welcome to the show where we take this, the finger of power, and we give the good bits an up and the bad bits a down. And given that WWE just gave us an episode of SmackDown, it makes sense to do it for that. So let's take this digit and go. We had a Scott Hall graphic to start SmackDown, which is always nice, and again, thoughts and feelings with his friends and family, when WWE once again showed us the footage from the Madison Square Garden house show where Roman Reigns beat up Brock Lesnar. I'm not going to lie to you, I now never need to see that again. Although if you are interested, the rumour and innuendo going around right now is that Brock wasn't allowed to blade because that's the WWE's policy. So he busted himself open the hard way. No, I don't know about you, but that sounds crazy. You also learned that Pat McAfee has been told he's not allowed to touch Austin Theory, and that's going to tie into an angle later on. When out came Roman Reigns, out came the Usos, and out came Paul Heyman. And of course, they wanted to talk about the Madison Square Garden house show. I am only joking, this feud is great. They were also in a wonderful mood because Paul Heyman told our tribal chief, hi, I've just got word that Brock Lesnar isn't going to be at the show tonight because his flight got into a lot of bother. And then he gave it 20 seconds and he said to Roman Reigns, oh wait, you know what I just said? Well, I meant the opposite and he's coming here right now. That was a little bit weird. I really did enjoy Roman's reaction to this though, because he freaked out like he'd just died again in Elden Ring, and him and the Usos and everybody else was trying to run to a vehicle that was in the parking lot. But when we got there, from the distance we heard ha ha, and the camera cut to this sound, and it was Brock Lesnar in a forklift. I mean, Judy Bagwell was nowhere to be seen, and what did he do? Did he get off the plane? He got in this forklift and he just drove it to the venue? But this was hilarious though, because Brock's plan was, well, remember what you did to me in New York? Well, now I'm going to kill you, which is what he tried to do. I mean, he absolutely smashed this car to the point Reigns and the Usos had to run to another one, and they got in it, and just as they were zooming away, Brock kind of caught it, and he ripped off the door. And I ain't gonna lie, I was sitting there laughing my ass off, because this version of Brock Lesnar is nuts. He then came to the ring with this door and beat it up like he thought he was Roman Reigns, and promised at WrestleMania he's gonna become the double champion, and he's gonna leave Reigns laying in a pool of his own blood. So I'm just going to give a round of applause. This is our main event at WrestleMania, and WWE is going all in. I'm giving it up. Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs were then taking on Los Lotharios. I mean, it's mostly being done to establish that Boogs and Nakamura are going after the tag team titles at WrestleMania. So we needed a team for them to beat. So we got Humberto Carrillo and we got Angel Garza. And I really don't understand why we don't do more with these guys. I like them. They still do the kiss cam, so I suppose that's something. Although when you're a kid growing up, I don't think you go, man, I'm going to make it to WWE and I'm going to do a kiss cam. And basically Shinsuke got beaten up for a little bit. He tagged in Boogs. He ran in. He did this cool press slam maneuver. He hit his Boogs cruise and he won. He got the 1, 2, 3. I think he's going to become a tag team champion. I'll be fine with that. Up. I then started to think that maybe, just maybe, post-WrestleMania, we may be turning Madcap Moss babyface. And I thought about it and I pondered it. I think that's a pretty good idea. Because he was hanging out with Jinder Mahal, Shanky and Happy Corbin, who were all like, oh man, last week we tried to cause a fuss and we're going to cause a fuss again, when they told Madcap, well, you better make a joke. He did tell a gag, and for the second time running, nobody laughed. You could smell the tension. Corbin still thinks he's going to smash Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania, though, which is not going to happen when we got the match that we were supposed to get last week, this week, because it was Jinder, Shanks and Corbin taking on Drew McIntyre and the Viking Raiders, who this time actually made it to the ring. This was part of the story, though, because Eric jumped Shanky right away, which you would do if you had been beaten up 7 days ago. But there was another part to all of this, which was Happy Corbin just getting away from Drew McIntyre as much as he could. So if the Scotsman tagged in, Happy would be like, no way, man. It's nice and simple. We'll get to Mania. Drew McIntyre will win. And then my guess, especially given what happened at the end here, he will be Roman Reigns' first new opponent. And I am down for that feud. Otherwise, though, yeah, eventually McIntyre did get the hot tag, so it was kind of like our first match in any ways. He smashed Shanky with the Michinoko driver, which is impressive. Then he hit him with a Claymore kick, and he pinned him before he walked around going, Happy Corbin, Happy Corbin, I'm gonna beat you. Once again, this was all fine. I mean, it's nothing to write home about, also your mum wouldn't care. I'm giving it up. Sami Zayn was then in the back, and he is still super duper mad about everything that's happened with Johnny Knoxville, which is fair, because if you've been following Sami on social media, he has been inundated with text messages and phone calls ever since Johnny shared his phone number. And I'm giving a round of applause to these two guys. They are smashing it. He wants to teach Knoxville a lesson, though, so he challenged him to an Anything Goes match at WrestleMania. And if this was any other celebrity, I'd be like, oh, man, WWE, what are you doing? But for the last 20 years, Johnny Knoxville has been throwing himself around the world like he just doesn't care. So I'm going to assume they have quite the crazy spot at the Showcase of the Immortals. And because I have a very sick side to me, kind of intrigued to see what it is. It was then our third tag team match of the evening, and I was all like, oh man, maybe we've turned a corner. But never forget that WWE does have a track record with it.
Maybach, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Stuff. It was just more WrestleMania building, though, because Sasha Banks and Naomi were taking on Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan, because of course they're going to be in the Triple Threat tag team match at WrestleMania. But given how this one ended, I can tell you officially, it's now going to be a fatal four-way. Now, this was actually really good before the DQ finished, but once again, because WWE is being reserved with things like a disqualification, when it does happen and it ties into the story, I'm like, oh, okay, I understand it. The only time I don't like it is when they get like a DQ spade and they just smack me in the face. Zelina Vega and Carmella were at ringside too, and we continued to double down on this story that they may have some tension because Carmella doesn't care about the women's tag team fucking championships because she's more interested in banging Corey Graves. Now, do not get mad at me. This is the tale we are being told. Anyway, though, after Liv Morgan had broken up a last second pin, of course, out came Natalya, out came Shayna Baszler. They started beating everybody up. This did cause the disqualification. And around about 10 minutes later, we were told, oh, hey, you can now be in the match. I mean, this is what Sonya Deville did. And if I'd been there, I'd be like, why, Sonya, why? And the answer, of course, would have been wrestling. Vega, Carmella, Natalya, Baszler were all in the ring at the end too, when Natty pointed at the sign, because in March or April leading up to WrestleMania, you're not allowed to have a conversation. You just take your finger and you wiggle it around the place. Now, this is a very odd thing to do, but kind of sadly, we're all used to it now. It can happen up. Johnny Knoxville then accepted Sami Zayn's challenge, because of course he did, when we learnt that, like a schoolboy, Pat McAfee had been summoned to Mr. McMahon's office. Uh-oh. We didn't see much of this because Pat left there and he came to the ring, but as we are learning, you can give McAfee anything to do and he will somehow make it work. Because he did leave the office looking quite worried when he got into the ring to have a chat, and after telling us how much he loved wrestling and how much he loved catchphrases, Austin Theory came out and he interrupted. So that is 55 interruptions in WWE and 82 overall, and Austin was a right dick here because he was like, man, you know what Vince McMahon just said. You have to apologize to me, so you best start apologizing. If he doesn't do that, the match is going to be off. So Pat McAfee basically went, okay, I apologize, but you're a punk bitch. And for some reason, that really made me laugh. Theory then kind of smirked about this, but he sold it like, well, that still counts as an apology to me. And even though it sounds terrible coming out of my mouth, I actually thought both guys played their roles really well. And if you can believe it, and I can't, I'm trying to get my brain around it, I'm excited about Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory at WrestleMania. So we are just living in the strangest times. Ridge Holland versus Kofi Kingston was after this, so let's give a shout out to Big E, because all things considered, it actually seems like he's in a pretty good place. I mean, it's not a good place because he broke his neck, but it could have been far worse. I love that man, so oodalally. As Holland was out here too, he was with his friends of Sheamus and Butch, and I've had a whole week to think about it, and you know what? I'm fine with Butch. It just makes my life so much easier, and at least here WWE does keep going, well, he used to go by another name, but now we're calling him Butch. That's so much better when somebody does have a name change and everybody pretends like they never had another name. It's like, what are you, a T-Rex? No. The issue, of course, though, is that Kofi Kingston was screwed here because all his buddies are out of action. We haven't seen Xavier Woods in a while, and we've already talked about Big E, so straight away you knew he was screwed. I mean, he still got rocking and rolling at one point, which is when Sheamus distracted the ref and Butch, that damn Butch, pushed him off the top rope. And I think the official must have had Mind Jedi powers here, because he didn't really see this, but he just knew something had happened. But he didn't call for the DQ, which I'm actually all good with, things we talked about earlier. And he said to Sheamus and Butch, well, that's it, you gotta go to the back. It didn't work at all, though, because we know Butch, he likes to get all Butch, and he was all like, rah, rah, I'm gonna go back in the ring. Sheamus tried to stop him. This completely distracted Kofi Kingston. He got hit with the Norton Grit. Ridge Holland won. Now, I was expecting Xavier Woods to come out after this, but he didn't, but I bet he does before WrestleMania, and that will be a really nice comeback. And once again, this was all fine. Maybe you can sit there and go, I expect more fire in the build to WrestleMania, and that would be allowed. But I had a good time. I wasn't offended. It was Charlotte and Ronda time next, and I will level with you. One of their segments do kind of feel similar. The thing is, though, the fans go absolutely crazy for them, so WWE must be doing something right. And Charlotte came out here and she was all like, ha ha, last week I threw Ronda Rousey into a car, and at WrestleMania I'm going to tap her out. So if this doesn't become a submission match, well, I've got confused. She then also promised that when she does beat Ronda at WrestleMania, she can go home and have another baby. I was a bit like, Charlotte, that's not an insult. Like, people are allowed to do this. You wouldn't get dirt sheets going, oh my God, Ronda Rousey legal to have another baby. They would just go, oh cool, Ronda Rousey gonna have another baby. Because she had said and aim a lot, Ronda Rousey did decide to go to the ring. On the way, Kayla Braxton was like, Ronda, Ronda, do you think it's a trap? But she didn't care. But as it turned out, it was a trap, because as soon as she got to the squared circle, poof, Charlotte Flair had a kendo stick. So that's a nice callback to what these two went through before. And at first, Rousey was like, man, I don't care, you've got a weapon. I'm gonna slam you with these hands. But apparently, before the show, Charlotte Flair had just been placing kendo sticks all over the place because she got another one. She smacked Ronda, she powerbombed her through Al on the announce table, and then she kind of made her tap out with the kendo stick. That was pretty gnarly. Charlotte also stood over Ronda's body to end the segment, so this kind of ties into everything we said about Brock and Roman. WWE wants to make this the main event match on Saturday night. They need to make sure it's got heat, so they are putting a bunch of aggression into it. And I wouldn't necessarily say it's ticking my box, but I can see that everybody else is into it. So I am giving it up. Which brought us to the end of SmackDown, and you can really tell now that WWE is honed in and focused on WrestleMania, which begs the question why they don't just do this even when they're not doing WrestleMania. I mean, it's not like WrestleMania has magic powers, but whatever, I'm giving it up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.